turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Picture this. You're walking down Research Boulevard through the Arboretum.
Oh, yeah. Always packed.
Right. Or, you know, maybe you're cruising down Domain Drive here in Austin on like a beautiful sunny Saturday.
The absolute best time to be out there.
Exactly. And the sidewalks are just absolutely packed. Storefronts are buzzing. You've got people carrying shopping bags. Patios are full of diners enjoying the weather.
It's the picture of health for a city.
It really is. It looks like the literal definition of a booming local economy. But, and this is the crazy part, what you don't see in that vibrant physical picture are the hundreds of invisible customers who are literally driving right past those exact stores.
Just zooming right by.
Completely bypassing them.
Yeah.
And it's entirely because of a hidden digital glitch. So today's mission for this deep dive is to unpack this really strange phenomenon.
It's a fascinating disconnect.
It really is. We are looking at why perfectly good, like physically thriving local businesses are quietly bleeding customers online, and how the digital map of our world, the infrastructure we all rely on to navigate our cities every single day, is actually incredibly fragile.
Because we just operate under this collective assumption, right? That the digital map on our phone is a perfect real-time reflection of the physical world around us.
We totally do. You just trust the app.
Exactly. We trust the glowing blue dot and those little red map pins implicitly. But the reality is that this digital reflection is often distorted or, you know, severely delayed or in many cases entirely broken.
Just completely detached from reality.
Right. The physical reality of a brick and mortar store is increasingly at the absolute mercy of these unseen algorithms.
Which is terrifying if you own a business.
Yeah.
So our guide for this deep dive today is this fascinating strategy document from June 8th, 2026. It was put together by an Austin-based agency called Austin Code Monkey, or ACM.
And they do a ton of this specific kind of research.
Right. They conduct these massive data audits of local businesses. Mm. And the disconnect between what's happening on the physical street and what's happening on the digital screen is just stark.
It's jarring when you actually look at the numbers.
Yeah. Like, they highlight this Great Hills Dental practice. It's a real place with real doctors, a physical waiting room, active patients.
A totally normal functioning clinic.
Exactly. But it shows up on Google Maps as permanently closed.
Which is basically a death sentence for foot traffic.
Right. I mean, imagine being a new patient in pain, trying to navigate to your appointment, and the map explicitly tells you the doctor's packed up and left.
You're just going to turn around.
Or, consider this other example. There's a restaurant over in Jollyville where the most recent photos on their profile are from 2019.
Oh, wow. So well before the pandemic even started.
Right. And the phone number listed just routes to a dead voicemail.
See, the immediate assumption a consumer makes in that split second, it isn't to give the business the benefit of the doubt.
No, of course not. You're hungry.
Exactly. A user doesn't think, oh, their digital marketing team must be a bit behind on updating the local directory.
Right.
The immediate subconscious assumption is that the business failed. They assume the restaurant went under, the doors are locked, and it's just not worth the drive.
You just swipe to the next option.
Precisely. That consumer moves on to the competitor across the street in a matter of seconds. And the original business, they never even knew they lost a customer.
They just see an empty table and wonder why. And according to the ACM data, this happens because business owners treat their Google business profile like a static phone book listing.
Like it's 1995 or something.
Yeah. They claim it when they open their doors, they put their name on it, verify the address, and then they just walk away forever.
Which is mistake number one.
Huge mistake.
Mm.
Because the data pulled from these 200 Austin businesses tells a completely different story about how the system actually functions.
The numbers are pretty undeniable here.
They really are. ACM found that businesses that actively update their profiles at least twice a month ranked 67% higher in local searches than the ones that hadn't touched theirs in 6 months.
67%? That's massive.
It's insane. That is the literal difference between a fully booked weekend and staring at empty tables.
But the mechanism driving that 67% boost is it's purely behavioral. And there is a really crucial nuance here to how you interact with the system.
Right, because it's not just about spamming updates.
Exactly. Like, there was this landscaping company in the Four Points neighborhood, and they were posting these generic stock image Happy Friday graphics.
I hate those. Just a picture of a lawn chair or something.
Yeah, totally useless. And it did absolutely nothing to move the needle on their search visibility. What actually converts, what the algorithm actually rewards, is evidence of active, high-quality commerce.
So what does that look like in practice?
Well, take a Cedar Park landscaping project. They were posting original before and after photos, accompanied by specific text detailing the actual services provided. That is what triggers the visibility boost.
Okay, let's unpack this, because, wait, I'm struggling with this premise a bit.
Sure, what's the hang up?
Isn't a map supposed to just be a map? Like a digital directory?
You would think so, yeah.
Why on earth is Google forcing a local landscaper to act like some kind of social media influencer just to prove they exist?
That is the multi-million dollar question.
Right, it sounds like a Google business profile isn't a billboard at all. It's a Tamagotchi.
Oh man, a Tamagotchi, I love that.
You know those little digital pets from the 90s on the keychain? If you don't feed this profile a new data twice a month, it just digitally starves to death.
I love the Tamagotchi analogy because it captures the required cadence perfectly. It really is a constant feeding process.
You literally have to keep it alive.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is the underlying logic of the algorithm. We have to look at why Google demands this constant feeding.
Right. What do they get out of it?
Well, Google's primary product isn't actually maps, and it isn't even search results. Its primary product is user trust.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. When a user pulls out their phone and searches for landscaper near me, Google is staking its entire multi-billion dollar reputation on the recommendations it provides in that exact moment.
Because if the recommendation is bad, I'm annoyed with Google.
Exactly. If it sends a user to a business that actually closed 3 months ago, or to a phone number that doesn't work, the user gets frustrated with Google.
Yeah, you blame the tool that gave you the bad directions, not the business that closed.
Precisely. Because how does an algorithm sitting in a server farm thousands of miles away know if a local Austin landscaper is actually open, taking clients, and doing good work today?
I mean, it can't look out the window.
It can't. So it has to use recent original activity as a proxy for business legitimacy. A profile that hasn't been touched in 6 months signals a massive risk to the algorithm.
That's a red flag.
A huge red flag. It basically tells Google, hey, we don't have fresh data on this entity, so recommending them to our user is a gamble.
Wow. So by feeding the Tamagotchi with original before and after photos from a job completed last week.
Yes, exactly.
The business is continually proving to the algorithm that they are alive, active, and safe to recommend.
You nailed it.
So you aren't posting those photos for your customers at all?
Not really, no.
You're posting them to reassure the robot that you still exist. You are mitigating Google's risk.
That is exactly it. And that's why the algorithm categorizes those generic Happy Friday stock images as zero value data.
Because anyone can schedule a bot to post stock photos.
Right. It doesn't prove you're alive. But original photos of a Cedar Park yard with specific text act as a verified heartbeat monitor. As long as the algorithm detects a strong, unique pulse, it keeps sending traffic your way.
That is wild. Okay, so feeding the profile keeps you visible on the surface. But according to the ACM audit, there is a massive trap here.
Oh yeah, the technical side.
Right. A business can do all of that behavioral stuff perfectly. They can post original photos every day, get great reviews, feed the Tamagotchi constantly, and they can still completely vanish from the map.
Just drop off entirely.
Yes, and that happens because their technical foundation is quietly rotting away. The guide says they are basically building a beautiful, flashy storefront on a foundation made of toothpicks.
And this is where we transition from those behavioral actions to the structural mechanics of local search engine optimization.
The stuff nobody wants to think about.
Right, because it's tedious. But in this context, SEO isn't just about picking the right keywords for a website anymore.
Which is what everyone thinks it is.
Exactly. It's about making sure the underlying data structure of the entire internet agrees on the basic facts of your existence.
The consensus.
Yes. And the core issue really comes down to a three-letter acronym, NAP. Name, address, phone number.
Right, the NAP data. Take this Northwest Hills medical or law practice from the report, for example.
That was a brutal case study.
Oh, so brutal. Picture a high-end, highly professional practice. They have a pristine Google profile, perfect reviews, beautiful staff photos.
They look totally legitimate.
Very legitimate. But somewhere in the deep, dark web of the internet, they have five slightly different addresses listed across Yelp, the Yellow Pages, maybe some old local Chamber of Commerce directories.
Even the footer of their own website sometimes has old info.
Yes. And the penalty for this inconsistency is just brutal. Businesses can lose 40% of their local visibility literally overnight.
It's devastating.
40% of your leads just gone. All because an old directory has Suite B instead of Unit B.
To understand why a minor discrepancy like Suite B versus Unit B triggers such a massive and sudden drop in visibility, we have to look at how data aggregators actually scrape the web.
Okay, lay it on me.
So there are massive data brokers constantly crawling the internet, scooping up every mention of every business from every obscure directory and review site.
Like digital vacuum cleaners.
Exactly. And these scattered mentions are called citations. Google doesn't just read its own platform. It ingests data from all these external aggregators to cross-reference what it thinks it knows.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Think about applying for a mortgage.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Right. If you go to the bank and the name and address on your driver's license, your passport, and your credit report are all slightly different.
Like one has a typo or an old zip code.
Exactly. Maybe one says Avenue, one says Ave, and one has the old zip code. The bank doesn't politely ask you to clarify what you meant.
No, they don't have time for that.
The bank's automated system simply assumes you are a fraud risk and denies the loan. Google is basically running a continuous, ruthless digital background check on a business across the entire internet.
And the bank isn't evaluating your moral character, right? It's evaluating your data consistency.
Totally. It's just numbers to them.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it reveals a fundamental truth about how search engines operate today. Google doesn't actually know anything in the human sense. It's just a machine.
Right. It doesn't intuitively understand that a Northwest Hills law firm just moved suites down the hall. All it can do is mathematically measure consensus.
So think of every online citation, every Yelp page, every Facebook page as like a witness in a courtroom and Google is the judge.
I like that.
If 50 witnesses take the stand and state the exact same name, address, and phone number, the judge has high confidence in that truth.
But if five witnesses get up and give slightly conflicting addresses or alternate phone numbers, the judge's confidence plummets.
The judge thinks someone is lying.
Exactly. Google is engineered to prioritize certainty above all else. It does not trust the business's own word, even the word typed directly into their own Google profile, over the aggregate consensus of the internet.
Which feels so unfair, but that's how it works.
It is what it is. If the internet lacks a unified consensus on your location, Google's algorithm just lowers your trust score. It quietly demotes you in favor of a competitor down the street whose data is clean and consistent.
Even if their physical storefront isn't nearly as nice. Right. Business owners who only focus on the visible things, you know, like reviews and photos, they're completely ignoring the invisible web of citations that actually verifies their existence to the machine.
It really is like this invisible war happening behind every single map pin.
Absolutely.
So we have diagnosed the two fatal errors here. We've got the behavioral neglect of not updating the profile and the technical inconsistency of bad NAP data scattered across the web.
The 1-2 punch.
Right. And according to ACM, fixing this requires a massive digital footprint audit. Agencies literally have to go out and meticulously clean up every single citation, duplicate profile, and directory listing.
It's exhausting work.
It sounds like it. It's a technical cleanup that usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks of heavy lifting, just wrangling data brokers.
Yeah.
And that's not even counting Google's own verification processes, which can sometimes delay it even further.
But once that structural foundation is repaired, right, and the internet reaches consensus on the business's existence, the strategy shifts entirely into modern AI integration.
Oh, right. The AI stuff.
Yeah. This is where they deploy systems like Review Reply AI.
Okay, wait. I have to push back on this part.
Go for it.
Because if I go to a Jollyville restaurant and I have an amazing anniversary dinner,
nice,
and I take the time to leave a heartfelt 5-star review about the specific server and the specific meal I had.
Right, a really authentic review.
Yeah. And then within 24 hours, the Review Reply AI automatically answers me. I mean, aren't we just entering a weird dystopian loop of robots talking to robots?
It definitely sounds like it on the surface.
Like me feeding the algorithm feeding me back. Does that actually build community trust, or does it just feel completely hollow?
This raises an important question, right, about the tension between authenticity and scale. But we have to look closely at the specific mechanics of what is actually happening here.
Okay, enlighten me.
These systems aren't blasting out generic, templated responses like, thanks for your business.
Oh, I hate those too.
Right, everyone does. But the AI is trained specifically on the individual business's voice and their particular industry.
So it sounds like the owner.
Exactly. It parses the text of the review, it understands that you mentioned a specific dish or a specific server, and it weaves that context into a response that sounds authentically human.
It's essentially acting as a highly trained digital assistant to bridge an impossible gap.
Precisely. Because a human owner running a busy restaurant doesn't have the physical time to sit down every night at midnight and craft artisanal responses to 10 different Yelp and Google reviews.
No, they're exhausted. They're doing inventory.
Right. So the AI gives the algorithm the rapid data velocity it craves, proving the lights are on and somebody is home while still giving the consumer a polite, highly relevant acknowledgement.
Okay, I can see that. It's a necessary adaptation to an environment that demands instant engagement.
It really is. But the second part of this modern approach, what the industry refers to as AIO, or AI search optimization, is where the mechanics of search fundamentally change.
This part blew my mind a little bit.
It's a massive shift. Showing up for advanced AI assistants like ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity is the absolute new frontier of local visibility.
Because traditional Google search looks for keywords, right?
Right.
Like if you type Italian food, the Google spider crawls the web looking for websites with those specific words scattered across the page.
Exactly. But AI engines like Claude or Perplexity, they are trying to actually understand the context of the business.
They don't just want a website with good keywords to link you to.
No, not at all. They want raw, structured data. Earlier, we talked about the invisible web of citations, right?
Yeah, the in-app beta.
Well, structured data is a layer of hidden code on a website that acts like a direct, perfectly formatted data feed straight into an AI's brain.
Oh, wow.
It organizes information into rigid, readable categories, like this piece of text is our opening time, this is our price range, this is our menu, these are our review scores.
So it basically strips away all the pretty web design, all the fonts, the pictures, and just hands the AI a perfectly organized spreadsheet it can instantly digest.
That is exactly what it does. Because traditional SEO was about ranking on a list of blue links. You search for a plumber, you get a list of 10 plumbers, you click one, and you read the website yourself to figure out if they are open.
You do work.
Right. But AI search engines synthesize an answer for you. If you ask Perplexity, what is the highest rated, affordable Italian restaurant in Northwest Austin that is open right now and has vegetarian options?
A very specific query.
Very specific. The AI doesn't give you a list of links to read. It goes out, it reads those hidden structured data tables across the internet, processes the review sentiment, cross-references the operating hours, and gives you a single definitive recommendation.
And if your business profile doesn't contain that specific structured code, like if you aren't speaking the algorithm's language, the AI simply skips you.
Completely ignores you.
It can't quickly parse your site, so it moves on to the competitor who has formatted their data for the machine. Mm-hmm. And the ROI on fixing this is staggering. According to ACM, clients in Northwest Austin are seeing 30 to 50% increases in profile views and direction requests within 60 days.
Just from cleaning up the data.
Just from cleaning it up and speaking both human and algorithm language.
I mean, a 50% increase in people actively asking their phones for directions to your physical store, that is transformational for a local business.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So whether you are a business owner trying to survive and thrive here in Silicon Hills, or you're just someone walking out of your house tonight trying to find a reliable spot in Jollyville on your phone, you are participating in this system.
We all are every day.
Yeah. You now understand the invisible technical war that is happening behind every single map pin on your screen. The difference between a booming business and a ghost town often isn't the quality of the food or the service.
No.
It's the consistency of their NAP data and whether they remembered to feed the algorithmic Tamagotchi this week.
It really completely changes how you view the streets we drive down every day.
It absolutely does.
I want to leave you with one final, slightly provocative thought to mull over, kind of taking all of this to its logical extreme.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear it.
We've been talking about optimizing these hidden data structures so that AI models like Gemini and Perplexity can seamlessly read them, right?
Right.
But as these AI assistants become more deeply integrated into our daily lives, how long is it until the traditional Google Map interface itself becomes completely obsolete?
Oh, wow. So what does this all mean for the user experience?
Well, think about it. If an AI assistant in your car or in your earbuds can instantly read all these hidden data structures, process the consensus of the entire internet, and tell you exactly where to go without you ever even looking at a screen.
We might be looking at the end of traditional search entirely.
Exactly. You won't look at a map with pins and make a choice. You'll just have a conversation with a machine that has already made the choice for you, based entirely on whose underlying data is the cleanest.
That is wild. You won't be looking at the map. The map will just be talking to you.
Basically, yeah.
It really makes you wonder what domain drive or research boulevard is going to look like through our devices in just a few short years.
The landscape is shifting fast.
It is. The physical storefronts will still be there, but the digital doors might be guarded by completely different gatekeepers. Keep questioning the digital systems around you, and the next time you see a thriving business on the corner, just remember, there's a lot more holding that building up than bricks and mortar. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey. Working all night, SEO is making Lakers take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold swinging king of the SEO show.